Today's mission asks when the 10th and final mission from the second parak, Masef Deyadu, and then we'll begin the third parak. The mission begins. Afwey Almer, that Rabbi Akiva also said that what? Shechamisha Dvarim Shechnem Esachodesh. He mentioned five matters that took 12 months. That was their duration. The first is Mishpat Dor Hamabol Shnem Esachodesh. That from the time the Torah says that the waters began to flood until that the Yavsha Haaretz into the land dried, that was 12 months. Next is Mishpat Iov, Shnei Masach Chodesh. So the story of Iov went from, or that he endured for 12 months itself. The next is Mishpat Min HaMitzrihim, Shnei Masach Chodesh. That is that the judgment of the Egyptians in Mitzrayim, before the Jews left Mitzrayim, so the Makot, etc., that took 12 months as well. Why is that? That's because it says that Shmot Vayafed Ha'am V'chol Eretz Mitzrayim LaKoshesh Kash, they went to try and collect Kash, straw, and that's usually found in the month of Iyar. And Am Yisrael left the following Nisan, so that's how he comes to 12 months. The next is Mishpat Gog U'Magog LaTid Lavo Shnemasa Chodesh. So this refers to a time LaTid Lavo when Am Yisrael is once again settled in Eretz Israel, and there'll be a king named Gog from the land of Magog who will come and lead the nations to try and plunder and pillage Eretz Israel. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create great miracles at that time. And the Mishpat, the judgment of Gog and Magog, will also, Mishnah says here, will last for 12 months. And finally, Mishpat Rasha'im beGehenem Shnemasa Chodesh, that Rasha'im in general, their time they spend in Gehenem is 12 months. This is a sign from those Kofrim Beikar, those who had a Chilul Hashem, those, it says, Tolatam Lo Tamud V'Hashem Lo Tichber, that sounds like they will continue to be there. Why is this? That is because it's based on Pasuk Yishayahu, it says, V'Hayam Midi Chodesh B'Chodesho. That says from the month until that month comes again, as Bartner explains, if Pasuk continues, V'yavod ishtachavu l'afet Hashem, if that's the time when they will come out again and come to bow before Hashem, so it lasts the year. Rabbi Yosef ben Nuri says, but the Pasuk also says, as we'll see in a minute, Mide Shabbat l'Shabbatol. So he understands it's actually from the time from Pesach to Atzer, meaning from Pesach to Shavuot, as I've already quoted the Pasuk as Mishnah says, Shnema Mide Shabbat l'Shabbatol. Pesach is referred to as the Sefartim Lechem Mot HaShabbat, so it's also referred to as the Shabbos. And Shavuot is also Adin Mokat HaShat HaShavit. So that is understanding of that after the Shabbat HaShavit, that is B'Shabbatol, that's referring to Shavuot. Let's now learn the third parak, which begins. Kolam etamim ba'ohel shenech lakul v'ichnisan latoch habayit, revidosa ben harkinos matar v'chemetarin. So to explain, there is tumah that comes from a corpse. So we're here referring to kezayit min hamet. So if kezayit, which is some olive size of basar, flesh from a met, transfers tumah in a number of ways. One of these important for this Mishnah is tumah ba'ohel, meaning that if it's under, say, a particular roof, then everything that's under that roof along with it will become tamim. It is also true if someone, even if it's not under the same roof, but someone, he is ma'ahil alav, puts his hand, say, over the tumah, oh, and then he'll also become tamim, or the tumah is ma'ahil alav. The tumah itself is over the individual. There'll be also another way that this tumah is being transferred, despite the fact there's no direct contact. What the Mishnah is saying here is if you have a kezayit tumat min amet, there's being cut in half. So each of them on their own is not enough to matam bohel, but they are both situated in the same room. The question is, do they combine now to make everything in that room tamet? So according to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus, he says they do not combine. Each of them ain't sufficient on their own, so therefore they do not combine and everything inside the ohel is tahor. However, Chamim Matamim, Chamim say no. The fact that both of them together, it is a kezayit under the one roof, that is enough to make it to combine. So Mishnah says Ketzad. In other words, what the Mishnah is addressing now is there's other contexts we have this debate between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim. And there's as follows. If someone is in contact with two half kezayit from a nevela. Now, nevela refers to an animal that wasn't injected as a distinctively dead animal. A carcass, that's the term I was looking for. That is a source of tumah. So the Mishnah is saying if someone touches a two half kezayit hovak, so this nevela can transfer tumah through direct contact. So someone is to say with each hand touching a half kezayit, so a half kezayit is not enough to transfer tumah, but together the question is they're combined, or nosam, or he's carrying the two half kezayit in. Because when it comes to tumah nevela, can also transfer tumah b'masat, so if someone's carrying it. In the next case, uba met, this is referring back to the basar min amet, flesh from the corpse now. Hanogea bechatzi kezayit hum bahahil al kesi kezayit. So if someone's touching a half kezayit, or his hand is hovering over a half kezayit, or nogea bechatzi kezayit vechatzi kezayit melalav, or he's touching a half kezayit, and one half kezayit is hovering over him. Vumaahil al kishne chatse zaitim, or his hands are hovering over two half gezaitim, or Mahil al kachatse gezait vachatse amen alav, or he is one hand is hovering over chatse gezait, another half gezait is over him. All this situation would be dosif, and Harkin says matar. He says they do not combine, consistent with his opinion at the beginning of the Mishnah. Chachamim, however, say metamim, that they do combine. Now, it's important to understand here that all the combinations we've been discussing are where they're the same types of transfer. So either contact, or in their last cases, to make sure that the same type of transfer, the Chachamim understand if someone's hand is hovering over tumatamet, that tum is as if it's shooting up, and it is as if it is in direct contact with his hand. So therefore, it's two types of kaf kazayin in contact, despite that they're not in physical contact. That's why the Mishnah continues, says, Aval nogeh b'chatzik gezayit, v'davir hafer, mahi ala b'chatzik gezayit. However, if someone is touching a half gezayit, and he is now sharing the same roof, if you like, as another chatzik gezayit, so now we're trying to combine direct contact with, literally, tumat ohel, or mahi ala gezayit, v'davir hafer, mahi ala b'chatzik gezayit, or he can imagine inside his house, and inside the house is a gezayit, and he brings his hand out the window, and out the window, he's hovering over another half kazait. Then in that situation, we say, Chachamim would say, it is tahor. Why? Because now these two types of tumah, which is tumah through direct contact, and this tumah is called hamshacha, meaning the fact that he is under the same covering. In that situation, Chachamim hold, it would agree with Rabbi Dosa ben Hakinas that they do not combine. Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Merim, he says, Af bezer Rabbi Dosa metar v'chvein metamin. So Rabbi Meir says, even in this case, Chachamim would maintain, in the case we've got, he's either touching a half kazayit and he's under the same roof as another half kechatzi zayit, Chachamim would say in that case, even still they do combine, because Rabbi Meir understands that, according to Chachamim, that tumat ohel, when something, as we explained, tumat ohel is if someone is in the same room as tumat, it's if that tumat is filling the entire space, and it is if he's in direct contact. So he understands all tumat ohel is kind of the same category as direct contact. So according to the Meir, when do they not combine? That's how kol tameh futz min ha'maga im hamasa, the hamasa im ha'ohel. So according to the Meir, he says Chachamim only disagree in the situation we're dealing with tumat through contact and tumat by way of carrying. So for example, he's carrying tumat met fatzi kazayit and he's touching a half kazayit. And that's a trend that would not combine. Or Masai Hol Kima Ohel, who is carrying a half kazait of Basar Minamet, and you've got Tumat Ohel, so he's Ma'ahil, so his hand is hovering over Ketchatzi Kazait. So Mishnah says, Zakal Koshul Mishem Echad. So either way you understand Shita Chachamim, according to the Tanakama's version, or Meir, their debate is whether Ohel is completely and entirely the same category as Maga. However, the principle is Koshul Mishem Echad, Tamei Kol Chachamim, as long as they're in the same Shem, the same category, Maga, Maga, then they are Tamei. Mishnei Shemot, if there are two separate categories, then they are Tahor, meaning they're not Mitzdarif. And those are Mishnah today.